The Reverend Oscar Tillman said he sees a problem with Dennis DeConcini and Ann Mariucci serving as both regents and board members of Corrections Corporation of America. It recently got a contract to build and operate a 1,000-bed prison for the state, potentially worth nearly $24 million a year. Tillman said the share of the state budget for prisons is increasing while there's less for higher education. He acknowledged that shift in priorities was approved not by the regents, but by the legislature. But he argued the key is money.
You're going around the back door giving the legislators money for prisons. I don't know too many people are giving the legislators money to help them get more money for the schools and colleges.
Mariucci denied she has a conflict.
In fact, I would go further to say that privatizing prisons and defraying the capital cost away from the state that the private sector can provide in a private prison contract creates more money for education. It's so not a conflict in my mind. I look at it as the opposite of a conflict, wherein it's mutually complementary and it's a win-win for both in industries.
DeConcini, a former U.S. senator, also said there's no conflict. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.